You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Monday afternoon. Mark Russo of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago is on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast. Mark, it is just a magnificent day today. And usually I get mad at you guys and say, what a rotten day. I'm giving you all the kudos for this one.
Thanks. We're trying to absorb the kudos as much as possible, considering that it is early December and we're seeing these type of temperatures, you know, readings in the low 70s across much of Illinois, something that is pretty rare for this time of year, and ultimately that means it's not going to be short-lived. And yeah, that's certainly the case here, Todd. We enjoy it while you can here today. We do have a cold front that's going to be pushing across Illinois and in the Midwest here as we go through overnight tonight into tomorrow. So that will cause temperatures to be cooling down, although still for the next week or so, we're still in a warm bias pattern. So not going to be as anomalous as coming up as what we've seen over the weekend and then on to today, but certainly a warmer than normal pattern and continuing across Illinois and the Midwest for another 7 days.
And will the cold front bring with it showers?
We'll bring some shower activity, although it'll be fairly limited here with this passage, with just some scattered showers and thunderstorms, maybe totaling up to a quarter of an inch in areas of central Illinois, central Indiana, and southern areas of these states. But no significant precip totals or enough to provide a big boost in soil moisture reserves. The next opportunity for that would be when another front comes through about a week from now, and at least that storm system or frontal passage has more potential to bring higher totals.
We're just not too far away, a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, from the actual turn to winter months, seasonally that is. Have you done any work or made some suggestions as to what this winter might look like for the Midwest?
Well, we do think here that the mild temperatures and the kind of repeat of the start of winter that we saw, you know, a year ago, while that is continuing here right now, we do not expect that to continue here for the bulk of winter. In fact, we are seeing some signs here that by the end of the month, we will see much colder weather, actually a turn to colder than normal conditions that would extend into January as well. So, again, this milder pattern that we're seeing right now, we do not expect it to continue here for the bulk of winter.
Will I need the snow thrower?
Probably here, especially since didn't have to use it last year.
Yeah,
so
no,
should be
not
all ready to go.
Turn your attention to the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, South America is in good shape, although southern Brazil has trended drier here, but they will be seeing improvement in a significant way starting over the upcoming weekend and continuing through next week as the active pattern develops across southern Brazil. So that will boost soil moisture reserves there, and that active pattern is coming from Argentina. That will be quite wet between now and Friday with shower and thunderstorm activity on a daily basis, some of which could produce very heavy rainfall totals. Not out of the question, you could have seen some isolated flooding issues in parts of northern Argentina here, but we think net-net it's a much more beneficial situation. Great for soil moisture reserves.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Dad.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy. That wraps up the Closing Market Report.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.